Wow. Take a look at this truck, guys. This is massive.
I'm taking you on a trip across Canada. We're gonna see the West Coast, the Rocky Mountains, the prairies, the Canadian Shield, and the Great Lakes. We're gonna go all the way over to the East Coast, and I want you to sit right here as we go on an adventure across Canada.
Look at me! I'm not even half as tall as one of its tires. Is that the biggest truck you've ever seen in your life? Yes, it is, because this is the biggest truck in the world. Did you know that? Look at this sign here. Okay, I'm in a place called Sparwood, BC, and this is the biggest truck in the world. It says, don't bother imagining the world's largest truck. You're looking at it. This is the Titan 3319, and it can carry a ton of stuff. Actually, 350 tons of stuff. Want to chuck two buses and a couple of pickup trucks in the back? No problem. Need to move 2 million golf balls? It can do that too. Throw a birthday party for 300 two-year-olds? You'll have to bring the cake. Need clearance for underground parking? Sorry, no can do. With the box in a dumping position, this big green truck is 56 feet high. That's nearly the height of 5 elephants stacked on top of each other, or 6 grizzly bears standing on each other's shoulders. Once upon a time, 1968 to be precise, the massive Titan truck was simply a tiny piece of imagination. A figure on the drafting boards at General Motors London offices. 6 years later, in 1974, this monstrous truck's construction was complete. It was then loaded onto 8 railway cars for display at the American Mining Convention in Las Vegas. There, the Titan was the talk of the town and was quickly purchased by a company called Kaiser Steel, who put the truck to work at the Eagle Mountain Mine in Southern California. In 1978, Kaiser Steel moved the Titan to its coal mining operation near Sparwood, where the gigantic hauler joined a fleet of smaller trucks to move earth away from the coal seams in the open pit mine. Wow, take a look at that, guys. This is just, this is so big. I don't know if you can see it, you know, on my, like, look, I can sort of walk underneath the truck. Right now I'm like under the truck. I wonder if I can go up in the truck. I saw some stairs here, but I doubt it. Yeah, you can see to climb up there, you need to go up this, but you can't get up there. Hey, but I can just walk under here. Just walk under the truck. Look at that. This is just crazy. I can't believe this truck is so big. It's got like 2 sets of tires. I mean, let's count the wheels. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so 4 on the back, and then we have another 4 here. So it's 8, 10. 10 giant tires. I shouldn't even know what to say. That's just so big. Let's just take a look at it from the front. Okay, let's get a good front view of the Titan. Wow, look at that thing. I have to come all the way back here just to get a good view of that. Man, imagine driving that. How would you even see where you're going? You'd run over a house and you wouldn't even notice it. Look at that. I guess the driver sits in that cab up there. Can you imagine driving one of these things? You could just run over anything. Just drive over cars, drive over buildings. That is just insane. Hey, if you want to visit the biggest truck in the world, you can come here to Sparwood, BC. It's right near the Alberta-BC border. So I just wanted to show this cool thing to you guys. Hope you enjoyed it. Now let's keep going on our trip. Welcome to Alberta. Look at this nice sign. Right now I'm on the BC-Alberta border. We've spent the last, 2 weeks, 10 days or so in BC. And now we're going to my home province, which is Alberta. So, should we cross over into Alberta? I don't know where the border is. Somewhere around here. It's an imaginary line somewhere through these trees. Look at that. Just mountains. This area is called the Crow's Nest Pass. The Crow's Nest Pass, okay? Take a look at this sign here. And you can see there's a nice mountain there. Some mountains there. All right, the Crow's Nest Pass. So, hey, it welcomes you. So, welcome to the Crow's Nest Pass. Wow, take a look at that mountain there, guys. Isn't that cool? There's some nice mountains here. It's just so beautiful. Hey, you know, one thing I haven't mentioned yet in my videos is these nice travel information centers that are always, you know, beside the highway. You know, if you drive across Canada, you'll see so many of these, like, tourist information. See, it says visitor information there. It's just a nice building, and you can get free maps, free brochures. You know, there are people who work here. You can ask questions. You can get a lot of free stuff, and you know, you can stop and use the bathroom. It's just really nice. It's a nice feature of Canada. I think tourists who come to Canada probably really appreciate places like this because they can get free maps, free information about the area, and you can ask the local people, hey, you know, are there any nice hiking trails here, or you know, maybe you have a question about, you know, how long it takes to get to another place, or just any kind of questions, or maybe you just want to stop and rest, you know, for a while in the beautiful nature. Well, you can just stop, you know, these places are just on the side of the highway, you know, maybe every 50 kilometers or something like that. I'm not sure, but you know, so far on my trip, I've seen so many of these places. So that's a really nice thing about Canada that maybe you didn't know. Wow. Take a look at this place, guys. I'm in a place called Frank, Alberta. It's just across from the BC border. And just take a look at this mountain, okay? Do you know what happened? Can you guess what happened? It's actually a very sad story. I'll read you what happened right now, okay? This sign explains it. This is called the Frank Slide. The slide, like a landslide, okay? The Frank Slide, okay? Early in the morning of the 29th of April, 1903, most of the almost 600 residents of the coal mining town of Frank were asleep at the coal mine. The night shift was down in the mine, and a few men were working on the surface in the mine buildings. At 4:10 a.m., a crashing, thunderous roar filled the dark, sleeping town and spilled out into the Crow's Nest Pass. A wedge of limestone over 1 kilometer wide, 425 meters long and 150 meters deep, had broken from the crest of Turtle Mountain. It smashed apart as it slid downwards, breaking into boulders that rolled and bounced down the side of the mountain and spread across the valley. In about 90 seconds, homes, buildings, and lives were destroyed. The rocks covered part of Frank, closed the entrance to the mine, and swept away the mine buildings and those working in them. The miners underground managed to tunnel their way to the surface. Hey, that's great. Smart people. They managed to escape. But here it says 70 people are known to have died. So 70 people died. Okay, take a look at the mountain, okay? You can see the top of the mountain just broke off and slid down here into the valley. And just look at these huge boulders.
Look at these big boulders everywhere, right? I mean, imagine that. Imagine living in Frank and suddenly the top of the mountain just collapses, just falls apart and just falling down on you. Wow. And so this whole area, you can see all these big boulders, you know, that came from the top of the mountain there. And it's not just here, it's on the other side of the highway as well. Take a look at all those big rocks over there.
This is a loud highway.
With all these
semis driving along the highway going over to BC, so I hope you can hear my voice.
But yeah, I mean, just big rocks everywhere,
you know. So this was over 100 years ago in 1903. It's called the Frank Slide. You know, there are landslides, like rock slides in this area. You know, sometimes you see signs for like falling rocks. You have to be careful when you're driving through the mountain passes. So I just thought you guys might be interested in this area. Well, let's hit the road again.